Welcome back to Settings Podcast. This is Angie.
And this is Elder.
Hello, and this is our 326th episode. Da-da-da-da, 326回でございます. よろしくお願いいたします. Yes, sir. Today we have a special guest. LDです. よろしくお願いいたします.
Hi.
So you showed up in which episode was it? It was like 315 and 316.
Yeah, something like that.
12月の31日. Oh, you were out there on podcast on 31st of December.
Yeah, I think so. It was Christmas.
Oh, wow.
No. Well, no, it's not Christmas. That's a first. That's a first. I forget when Christmas is.
Oh, 年末にね、出てきた special guest が再来ということで、とても好評でいらっしゃったので、また帰ってきていただきましたけれども、彼の自己紹介は 315話でたっぷり話しているので、 マジでオール英語ずっと英語で話してるので、ぜひぜひ聞いてください。 So today's topic is how we spend our New Year's Japan versus the States.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Oh, yeah? So yeah. It's your first time actually spending a year in Japan for New Year's, right?
It was the first time I was sober for New Year's.
Sober!
Yeah, which is crazy.
シラフね、シラフ.
So...
うん、だからLDは初めて正月を日本で過ごして、かつ初めてシラフで過ごしたっていう話、もうちょっとね、詳しく聞いていきましょう。 Let's dive into it だけど。 So in Japan, how we usually spend our New Year's is, of course, with family.
Yep.
And even with relatives.
Yep.
We would go back to our hometown, spend our time with our family, relatives, gather up. Some families don't, you know.
Right.
We'll just, you know, get tacked with their own family.
Yeah.
And me as well. It depends on the year. I would gather up with my relatives, maybe not.
Which is strange.
Depends.
Strange.
Oh, odd. Strange. Okay. Yeah. Well, then, other than that, we would, maybe we might go travel.
Sometimes
we would spend, but we would also spend time with our friends, you know, like local friends.
Right.
Going back to your hometown and drink.
Okay. So you guys drink a little bit too.
Yeah, we do. We have this thing called Bonenkai, which is like the end of the year party.
Right.
That's like, you know, when you're done with your social communities and then you come back to the hometown and you get with the locals, you know, like you get with your homies.
Right.
And then it will be a get together.
We got something like, we call it like the end of the year party, but to be honest, we just drink every weekend, so it's nothing special. You know what I'm saying? There might be an ugly sweater and, you know, you might throw some flirtatious looks at your coworker or something like that at the party at the end of the year. Make some mistakes, right? To kick off the New Year's, right? But for the most part, we just drink every weekend.
確かに、アメリカだと年末に限らず毎週どっちにしろ飲んでるからスペシャルでも何でもないけど、一応忘年会は会社であるよってことですね。 じゃあ忘年会あるんだね、海外でもね。あるけど、まあちょっとこう社員の中でちょっとしたね、フラーテーシアスっていうのは、なんて言うんだろうな、ちょっとこう口説くじゃないけど、こう同僚をちょっとこう口説いたりとか、ちょっと体の関係持ったりとか、なんかそういうね、マジドラマで見るようなあれですね。 ああいうのが忘年会でね、こうちょこちょこあるかもしれないみたいな、なんかそういう感じだそうです。マジでドラマのまますぎて超面白いですね。そう。 It's literally like watching a Netflix drama, yo.
Sometimes. I've been in some of those, you know, I've been like a plus one to some of those end of the year parties where, you know.
You have a plus one? It's like a corporate party.
You always get plus ones.
Yeah,
for the most part. I mean, you know, it's my take on it, but a lot of companies now.
That's rare, you know, that's weird. No. In Japan, we don't have that.
You know, in some of like the older, you know, larger companies in the U.S., you probably won't see that as much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it depends. Like if you're married, your wife's going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're married, if you've got a significant other, they're welcome. Typically with those sorts of parties.
In Japan, like, end of the year party is just like drinking.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Depending on the company, they would have parties. My friend, he said that his company is Reserve the Club in Shibuya.
Oh, jeez. That's awesome.
And they had a party for like 2 hours or something. That was it.
Okay, well, for 2 hours, it's not not a whole lot of time, but
yeah,
but it's still pretty cool.
Yeah. So even in Japan, there are like parties, but usually it's just drinking.
Yeah.
So I feel like the end of the party thing, you know, definition or held is different.
I don't know. Yeah. I think our New Year's and your guys' New Year's, so America no New Year's to 日本の New Year's は本当に違う。
他は何が違った? What else?
例えば、your guys' is all about 家族、ね。
Yeah.
It's all about family.
家族だ、時間だね。
そう。
違うの?
でも違う。
おお。
本当だ。あとね、アメリカの New Year's は、it's more about like self, like the individual, right?
Oh.
It's all about like you getting with your friends, finding like meaning and starting the new year off in a weird, fun way. It's really about partying, really. The New Year.
You're but, like, you were about to start like a really emotional,
no,
like,
yeah, no,
move,
no, no.
Moving story, and then it just came no. all the way back to partying.
Yeah, it's about partying. That's... We get drunk and we kiss strange. I didn't kiss anybody this year. That's weird. Last year I kissed like 10 people.
You kiss what?
I started New Year's off with 10 strangers and like two, well, 8 strangers and like 2 friends. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
That's what, don't look at me like that.
I'm about to.
Son of Kawa. You tight.
じゃあアメリカはもっとこう家族の時間ではなくて個の時間、まあ、自分の時間になってて、まあまあほとんどパーティーしてるみたいですけど、友達と過ごしたり自分のね時間を振り返って次は どういうこう動きをしていこうとか自分の動き方見直したりとか、まあまさしく自分について年をまたいで見つめ直すようなことをするらしいです。まあほとんどパーティーだそうですけど。であとは I do know that in, for New Year's you guys would you know kiss somebody だけど、1月1日に切り替わった瞬間午前0時付近ですね、
うん、
に誰でもいいんですけどキスをするっていうのがあの文化としてなんかカルチャーとしてねあるよね。Does it have to be if you have a partner? It has to be a partner, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're not kissing other people.
パートナーがいたらパートナーだし、パートナーさんがいらっしゃらない方はあの知らない人飲んでて知らない人とチューするとかも全然あるそうです。で彼は去年かな、うん、10人ぐらいとチューして。Is that normal? Like 10 people? 全然普通そうに話して
る。No, 私はやばい。
I don't want everyone to think that you're such a crazy person. He's not everyone.
Oh, I mean it's regular. It's everybody does it.
みんなそうなんだね。OK.
Yeah, yeah.
じゃあみんな毎年パートナーさんがいらっしゃらないね。関係を持ってない方はシングルの方は知らない人とも含めて複数人の方とチューをするっていうのが恒例だそうです。面白いね。
うん。
And I feel like it's a really like casual kissing, でしょ? Casual.
Yeah, it can be. It can be. I think some people really make a sport out of it, right? Like they have a lot of.
What does making sport out of it?
So. To make a sport out of it is like to take it very something that's casual, take it really seriously. To make a sport out of it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So mm-hmm. they like try really hard mm-hmm. to find like people will go and find like where their crush is at
mm-hmm.
or you know parties with lots of. People of the opposite sex
yeah.
just increase their odds of kissing somebody that they want to kiss.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I know some people go to like exclusive nightclubs
yeah.
for the purpose of finding somebody who might, you know, be at an exclusive nightclub.
So it's just like an opportunity, like a free ticket to,
yeah.
to kiss somebody.
Yeah, yeah. And we get one a year. We get one a year. And so you gotta kind
of plan.
I feel
like you guys don't need that ticket. You guys would always do it.
Yeah, but it's more fun because there's anticipation. There's a countdown, and then you just grab somebody's face,
mm-hmm.
and you're all up in their face.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And you're drunk, you know, and everybody is okay with it.
You know that kids are also listening to this podcast, you know
we
that.
We should cut this part out.
I'm glad that we're talking in English for this.
You needed to explain the demographic to me before we started recording.
But
how
I
old
mean,
are our listeners?
Various ages. God. Starting from teenagers to like 50s, 60s. I guess 50s top, I guess.
Yamba. Yamba. ごめんなさい.
No, it's fun. でもこういうねリアルなことがね知りたいですからなかなか聞けないですからね。まあだから今のね全部聞けた方はもうそのままなんですけど、まあちょっとこう、まあ、まとめていくとですね、途中でいいフレーズが出てきました。Sporting out って言ったよね。
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like making a sport out of
it. あ、ごめんなさい。Sport out of it ですね。Yes. 失礼しました。Making the sport out of it っていうフレーズが出てきたんですけど、意味としてはなんかカジュアルなものを本気にするというか、まあ真剣に取り組むっていうこうスポーツみたいに活動的にこうグワーッと動くイメージですね。スポーツってイメージをつけてもらえると理解しやすいと思います。で、そっから何聞いたんだっけ私。まあ要はその新年の時にまあ誰かとねこうくじ付けを交わすっていうカルチャーなんですけれども、向こうではそのいろんな複数人の方とされるっていう中で、若者とかの間、まあ若者じゃなくてもするかもしれんけど、ちょっとこう意中の相手だったりとか自分のねタイプの方とかを探して、そういうスポーツアウト真剣にねそのカウントダウンに備える人はこう意中の人がいるようなパーティーにわざわざ出かけたりとかしているそうです。あとはこう素敵な異性と出会うためにこう高級なパーティーに行ったりとか、なんかそういうのもされてるそうですね。まあこれすごいリアルな部分ですね。I feel like I'm watching a drama だよね、本当に。
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
本当にドラマのなんか裏側じゃないですけど。
I've known friendships to end because of the way the New Year's kiss goes.
What?
Like friendships.
Sometimes ends?
Yeah, because of the way New Year's kiss goes. Yeah.
Sometimes it's a positive way. Sometimes
it's negative.
Sometimes it's negative.
Sometimes like real feelings get put out there that shouldn't have been put out there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, what happens? Oh, that's fun.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting to know.
Mm-hmm.
ね、確かに友達ともしその口づけを交わすってなったら、もしお互い両思いだったらうまくいくけど、What's like the negative example?
Like, I mean, it hasn't happened to me, you yeah. know, right? Because I'm...
LD に起こったことないけど。
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not.Because I know to avoid it. But, what, you know, I know...
避けるからね。
Yeah, でしょ、うん、あと、I know some people who will make a move on their crush、okay. or on their friend that they've had a crush on.
And then 昔好きだったとか、今好きな方とかね。Exactly. そういう好意を持ってた人に近づくケースもあるんだね。So, それはそうだよね。そんなチャンスが年末年始っていい理由付けがありますから。
And then sometimes...
And then the other would reject, sort of?
Yeah, reject or you know, it becomes like a weird tension.Right? Or they do things that they regret later, right? でしょ? あとね、you know, and I've personally seen, you know, people who are in relationships kiss other people. And mm-hmm. that's a big no-no. That's
a big no-no. Oh, right.
Yeah, that can ruin a relationship.
ね、
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. まあそのケースで、片方がね拒否してしまったりとか、その場に乗じて関係性を発展させてしまって、後からなんかあまりいい関係性にならない、気まずいとか、実はパートナーを持ってる方が他の知らない人とこうくじづけ交わしてしまったりとか、まあちょっとね浮気みたいになっちゃうかもしれないですけど、そういうケースもあったりするんだね。All in all, it's a fun culture and I love listening to these like new cultures that we don't have. You know, it's interesting to listen to. You know.
Yeah.
Not sure if I want to experience it though. It's like a lot of dramas going on. Like I don't want to get into those dramas. だけど。
Yeah, 確かに確かに。
ね。巻き込まれたくはないけどな。
There's nothing quite like the thrill of it. All right.
Yeah.
If you are an adventurous type of person.
Yeah.
And you have the opportunity to spend one New Year's in the U.S. I would recommend go to a party and just see what happens. There might be a cute person there that you know makes the right amount of eye contact with you, and that you're able to talk to enough, you know, throughout the night. And you know, I know relationships get started that way.
Oh, good. Yeah.So there are good examples, you know, like good cases as well.
It's kind of rare, right?
Rare.
I mean, it's more of like a fun thing to do.
Yeah, right.
But yeah. More damage is probably done than, you know, in terms of like a permanent sense.
Right.
Way more fun is had, some total, but like from like a permanent good or bad, probably more permanent bad happens.
How am I supposed to recommend that to everybody?
Well, I mean...
But just, you know, sharing this, ne?
Yeah.
Sharing this, like knowing is the point.だから、
yes.
はい、なのでぜひアメリカに行かれる方ね、大人の方ね、大人の方で行く人はパーティーとかこういうの行ってみていただければ文化理解がね進むと思います。で、まあ経験してほしいかどうかはもうちょっと個人に任せますけど、それよりもこういう異文化のカルチャーをちゃんと理解しておくだったり、こうやって学ぶっていうことが大事なのでね、今日の内容にちょっと過激なものもあって ったかもしれないですけど、楽しくアメリカの文化を学ぶことができました。こんな感じ、ちょっとエルディにもね、たくさんたくさん今後も海外の、まあアメリカ出身なのでアメリカの文化が多いけど、学ぶ機会をね、たくさん設けていけたらと思います。Well, that was such a nice, learning and phrases though, LD. Thank you so much.
I mean, it's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to see you and hang out with you and talk about things with you, Angie.
Yeah, so, thank you.
And you do pay me to do it. But
oh no. That sounds weird, man. It feels like I'm paying you personally.
No. You just pay my salary. I work here. You're above me.
So we both work here.
I can't say no, you know? You force me. You force me to do the guys, she keeps me in a box.
No.
And she only pulls me out when I'm allowed to speak.
No.
She's giving me these last 5 seconds to ask for help.
No.
Because she doesn't think any of you know what I'm saying. So please help me. And we're going to edit that part out.
I'm not going to translate. That's a lot. あの、とりあえず今、あの、クレームを、同僚としてクレームを入れられました。皆さんね、本当にもう。あ、でもよく、あの、政権も含めてね、よく話したりとか、あの、してるんで、まあ、もしかしたらどっかでね、ポッドキャストをまた出ていただけたらと思ってます。ネイティブ会話にも動画で12月の年末かな ?1 個出てもらってて、Z 世代のスラングを受講しますっていう内容なので、ぜひぜひ見てください。Alright, that will be it for today. And, いつもリクエストとかもありがとうございます。DM と、ポッドキャストのリクエストボックスでリクエスト受け付けておりますので、ぜひぜひお願いします。
お願いします。
You're good at that. All right.
はい。
Well then, thank you, LD, for again showing up. And we'll see you in our next episode.
Yes. See you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.